And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music. And if you thought you knew what the mandolin was capable of doing, you know, things like this, or this, or this. Well, take a listen to this, because it is actually what the mandolin was made for. This is Bach, as arranged for the mandolin, and the man behind this mandolin, Avi Avital. He lives in Berlin now, but he was born and raised in the southern desert city of Beersheba in Israel. That's where Avi Avital started playing mandolin, and after a few years, he went to the ancestral home of the instrument, Italy, to study with a master, and there, he was told to learn the mandolin all over again, go back to playing scales for a whole year. Avi Avital is now considered one of the true innovators of the mandolin, and his latest record is titled quite simply Bach. Avi Avital, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How does a kid from Beersheba end up with a mandolin in his hands?
By coincidence, of course. I mean, when I was a kid growing up in Israel, I had a neighbor. It was one of these buildings where all the doors are open and all the neighbors are like a one big family. And yeah, one of my neighbors played the mandolin. So when my mother asked me, what would you like to play? And I said, mandolin, like my neighbor.
I guess we should explain that where you grew up is essentially the biggest town in Israel in the desert, in the middle of the desert.
Yes, that's more or true. More or less.
Not many mandolin players there, I gather.
Funny enough, there is a mandolin orchestra there in Beersheba. We had a mandolin teacher, Simcha Natanzon, who's a Russian immigrant. He came to Beersheba in the 70s. He himself was a violin professor back in Russia, and he came to apply for a job in the local conservatory, but they told him, we're sorry, we have a violin professor already, but if you want, we have like 30 mandolins in the basement, we've got some kind of donation, you can teach those.
I understand that because of Nathanson, you actually learned how to play the mandolin as if it were a violin.
Yes, I ended up playing all the violin repertoire on the mandolin. I think looking back, it was actually an advantage for me because I got to learn pieces that requires expressivity and technique from the mandolin. It kind of forced me to squeeze out of this tiny instrument much more than usually one would be used to hear.
You have transcribed Bach for mandolin on your new record. First of all, why Bach? I mean, he was writing for violin and flute and harpsichord and other instruments, so why did you decide to take on his work?
There is something about the music of Bach which sets him apart from any other composer that I know. It is so absolute and so divine and so universal that the instrument is not really the main thing that matters. In other words, if you hear Bach's music on any instrument, it's probably one of the few composers that you immediately recognize it's Bach, and it's as powerful as whatever instrument it's written originally for.
I'm speaking with mandolin virtuoso Avi Avital. His new record is called Bach. Avi, you are in our New York studios right now, but I understand that you have a mandolin with you. Is that right?
Yes.
Can you play something?
Of course.
And let us know what you're going to play.
I'm going to play a very short prelude from the cello suite by Johann Sebastian Bach. It's the first cello suite in G major, and on mandolin it's in D major, actually. Thank you.
That's the mandolin player Avi Avital playing the prelude from Bach's Cello Suite No. 1. He's just released an entire album of Bach transcriptions. It's called What Else? Bach. What do you want to see happen with the mandolin? Where do you want to take it?
You know, that's the most exciting thing about being a mandolin player, or at least the way that I see it. It's like I'm walking on a path that I'm inventing every day, actually. And of course, I think the mandolin is not—it's not an instrument you go usually and hear in concert halls. And so, of course, one of my wishes is to introduce it again to the concert hall, because it used to be a very popular instrument in the Baroque area, at least. I'm just working on a project with three wonderful Israeli jazz musicians that's going to debut in September, and I have another trio playing more klezmer and Balkan music. So I'm really trying to be very wide about the kind of repertoire and the music genres that I'm playing, and always rediscovering the mandolin I'm holding, redefining it.
Well, Avi, before we let you go, I understand that you have one more song that you can play for us. Mm-hmm. This one is called Nigun from Baal Shem. I will say goodbye to you before you play it. So thank you so much for coming in. Avi Avital's new record is called Bach. Avi, thank you so much for coming in, and I look forward to hearing this next track.
Thank you very much.
And if you'd like to hear the entire performance, go to our website, nprmusic.org. And for Saturday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News, I'm Guy Raz on tomorrow's program, Making It on the Minimum Wage. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night.